Hello, world. Hello, Tallahassee. Welcome to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, also known as Mr. Speaker, here with a very, very wonderful show that will inspire and lift you up today. If you'd like to join the show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. My guest today in the studio is Miss Patricia B. McCray, author, inspirational speaker, and life coach, and she's here today to share her story and inspire you to reach your full potential. Like always, here on What Matters Most to You. Dear Lord, my God, my Savior, I just thank you. You are wonderful, you're faithful, you're true to your word, and you are the mighty God. I thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. I thank you for how you continue to reveal yourself. I thank you for all of your blessings. And now, Lord, I just ask that you let your peace be here in the studio. Your peace be with my listening audience to open up their hearts and their minds so that they can hear what's being said today and that it may inspire them, transform their life, or help them to help others transform their lives. God, Holy Spirit, just be here. The anointing of God, just be here. And Lord, I thank you for the owners of this station. Continue to lead them and to guide them and steer them in the right direction, that this place can be a beacon of light to the community, to provide inspiration, news, motivation, so people will know what's going on here in our community. And now, Lord, I just ask for your special blessings upon my guest, Miss Patricia, today. Continue to be with her, continue to lead her and to guide her and to strengthen her, that she can continue on her path and her mission that you have given her to inspire others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And the scripture today that I will use comes from the book of Revelation, and it's Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it reads, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb," and I like this part, part B, "and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." But I like to focus on the part, "they overcame him by the word of their testimony." That was Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Just an announcement for church this Sunday at True Holiness Church of God in Christ, where I'm blessed to pastor. We will not be having services on this Sunday. I have to travel out of town, so we normally have morning prayer at 8 a.m., and our morning worship service begins at 9 a.m. This Sunday, we will not be having services, but we will be back for Bible study on Thursday at 7 p.m., and then on fifth Sunday, which will be our Youth Sunday. Typically, it's on the fourth Sunday, but since we're not going to be there this Sunday, our youth are going to be in charge on fifth Sunday. With that being said, my guest today in the studio is Miss Patricia B. McCray. She's an author, inspirational speaker, life coach, and the CEO of Butterfly Life Journeys. Her life journeys, education, and the success she has achieved over the years has distinguished her as an authority on the journey of faith, perseverance, and success. Patricia's love of butterflies led her to create Butterfly Life Journeys Incorporated. She compares her life journey experiences to the four stages of metamorphosis of the butterfly. Although her life journeys have been difficult and painful, she embraced each life challenge with the energy and determination to continually evolve toward her dreams. And by doing so, she has emerged into a beautiful butterfly, living her life purpose of service to others. Her mission at Butterfly Life Journeys is to be a voice and a vessel to inspire others to recover from adversity, uncover strengths, and discover the power of words and how we view and think about ourselves. Patricia believes once we understand this concept, it equips us with the power and strength to grow wings and become a beautiful butterfly to serve our life purpose. Her mantra is, "In each life journey, just as the butterfly, draw power from the lifeblood source, the Creator." With that being said, Patricia, welcome to What Matters Most to You.
Thank you so very much for allowing me to be here today with your audience. I'm really excited about this opportunity to share my life story that God has given me. I'm thankful.
Oh, and it's just a pleasure to have you here. And you came by way of an introduction from a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Gabrielle Gabriele. And I thank you for accepting the invitation here. When I look at your bio, you talk about education and the success you have achieved. Makes you an authority on the journeys of faith, perseverance, and success. I'd like you to define those words for me and what they mean to you. And I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to say faith for last. Define success, perseverance, and then faith for you.
Thank you. Success is achieving our life accomplishments, whether it be waking up in the morning to just say thank you to God for all that he's done for you, that success. To be able to live each day, to say a kind word, or to give a hand to another brother or sister, that success. And success in my life has been all of those things, being able to withstand the hard times, the days when I was homeless, the times of getting out of prison and not knowing where I would live or where I would be, and the times of not knowing how I would feed my children or pay my bills or get my utilities turned on or to pay a telephone bill. God has been there. And once I've made that step to pay or to achieve each one of those accomplishments, that's success to me.
Perseverance. You know, we hear that word all the time, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness. What does that really mean, and how does that apply to you and your journey?
Perseverance to me is having the faith and the trust to stand, to know that God will, God can, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what man says, no matter what's written on the paper, to stand and to push through, just as the caterpillar inside of the cocoon. And it starts to grow and become a beautiful butterfly. It has to push through that cocoon. It has to persevere to get through to become the beautiful butterfly that it will be.
And so what I hear is that ability to remain focused through hard times, through adversity, no matter what's going on.
Yes, the strength to stand up and say that I can do this, I will get through this, and as God says, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. So in order to be successful, to have that perseverance, there has to be a strong underlying faith.
Yes, it does.
So talk about faith.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Faith. To know that God is with you no matter where you are. He's with you when you're homeless. He's with you when there's no food on the table. He's with you when you're behind the prison walls or you're incarcerated. He's with you when you're on the deathbed and a doctor says that there's nothing else that he can do. It's the faith to know that God's not finished with me yet. He has more for me to do, and that's what has led me to know that I serve an almighty God that no matter what man says, no matter what anyone tries to do to me, I have the faith, I have the strength, the perseverance to stand to know that God will see me through.
Wow. And we're getting ready to get into her story, and you've heard her talk about homeless and use the words incarceration, but I want to let you know where she is right now. She has 20-plus years of management experience in operations, organizational leadership, personal management, and fiscal budgeting, contract and project management, with an emphasis on improving efficiency, productivity, and organizational consistency. She currently serves as the assistant to the city manager here in Tallahassee. With that being said, talk to us about your journey from where you began to where you are now, and share with our listening audience what you've been able to overcome and to go through and persevere with the help of the Lord.
Thank you. My life began with losing my parents at an early age, 10 and 11. First, my father passed away, and then my mother. And I tell the story of the country mouse moving to the city. I moved from a small town in Georgia to Washington, D.C. And from there, I was granted a four-year scholarship to the School of Business at Florida A&M University. I attended school there, and as many young folks do, I fell in love and had to get married. And in that marriage, it was 12 years of abuse and violence, of broken arms, a broken leg. I wore an eye patch for over 6 months on my eye because my ex-husband hit me and really abused me. But I persevered through that, and after 12 years, I left. Well, after those 12 years, time went on, a single mother with three children, and trying to pay the bills and take care of the kids, I was persuaded to do something that I should not have done. And I know that God and man have forgiven me. Well, with that, I was sentenced to 36 months in federal prison. And in that time was the time that God had appointed for me to show me and to let me know that I am his child. He filled me with the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of his faith, of his love, his mercy, and his grace that he grants to us each and every day in our lives. And with all of that, I withstood. I came home. I was homeless. I didn't have a job and no money, but God. He provided for me with some of friends that really didn't know me, but felt kind enough with the heart of God to give to me, to help me find a place to live. And within 3 months after getting out of prison, I started to work at the city of Tallahassee. And I started a very low-level position, and that was 18 years ago. And as the clerk, I've moved through with God's ability and strength to a position where I now work for the city manager. But the scripture that carried me through all those times is Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And it reads, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." And with that, I have accomplished many great things in my life, and I am a servant of God. The institution that I was housed in, which is the Federal Correctional Institute on Capitol Circle, for women, I now serve every Tuesday since 2013 as a teacher to a program called Threshold Sound Faithful Foundations. And I really enjoy it because it allows me to give back to my sisters. Not only am I doing that, I'm also working in our community. And if I only make a difference in one person's life, to know that with God all things are possible.
In the midst of all of that and what you were going through, what was one of the most challenging times that you had and that you faced in the midst of all of that?
The hurt and the pain received from ones who found out that I was a convicted felon. I was put aside. I was treated as if I was not worthy and that I did not belong. Many times I faced that, where I would not be become a part of whatever was being celebrated or happening. I was belittled. My feelings were hurt. And many times when I share it with ones that I had been incarcerated, they quickly withdrew themselves from being around me. And that was very painful.
You're listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, Vincent Edwards, and my guest is Ms. Patricia B. McCray, an author, inspirational speaker, and life coach. And we're talking about her story. Through all of that, what is the one thing that you have learned that you continually share with others to keep them going in the midst of them wanting to give up and say, this is just something I can't deal with, I can't do it? What is the one thing you share?
The one thing that I share, and I've had many great opportunities to speak and to share my story, and it is that with God, all things are possible. So it is with prayer, and it is with steadfast belief, and it is with the words that we use that we describe ourselves and we say to ourselves in our prayer, and as that little voice is talking to us inside, that we say that we know we serve an almighty God who knows all of the things that we're going through, who gives us the faith and the strength to withstand no matter what. And everything that comes to us makes us stronger for the next journey.
You mentioned that concept of the power of words, and we know that life and death are in the tongue.
Yes.
The power of words.
Yes.
How did you encourage yourself? What words did you use?
While I was sitting in the lobby, I wrote down one of my first ones. I always say is, thank you, Lord. Just thank you for being my Lord and Savior. And many times during the day, I'm saying, praise God. Lord, just thank you for whatever I may encounter today. Give me the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to see it through. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for the abundance of your love. Lord, I am beautiful. I have the courage because I know you're with me, O Lord. I have the confidence. I am blessed. I am excellent. I am healthy. I am filled with joy, peace, to know that I serve God Almighty.
It's a long list of words. Praise God. I mean, you all just have to be, if I could just stream this live so you could see the passion and the sincerity in her face, and this story is just touching. So what prompted Butterfly Life Journeys?
For many years, God had spoken to me on the inside, you've got to share your story. But just as I share it with you, I felt that I couldn't, because people would abuse my situation or discriminate against me. But in 2013, I met a young lady, and I call her my angel today, and her name is Dr. Gabrielle Gabrelli, who saw inside of me what I was holding inside. And it was her words and her wisdom and her teaching that helped me to see what God had put inside of me. So I'm very thankful for her. And I'm thankful for God for allowing me to have the strength and the courage to stand on his word, to know that I am blessed to know her. I am blessed to be able to be a voice and a vessel to my sisters and brothers all over this world, to know that no matter what it is, with God, all things are possible.
And that is powerful, because man, you know, you only have a few options at times, and whatever man gives you, he can take it away. But whatever God gives you and he promises,
yes,
you,
yes,
nobody can take it away from you. And
yes,
with that being said, what do you believe right now is your life's purpose? What has God designed you to do, and who has he designed you to be?
My life purpose is to share my life journey. The domestic violence, the homelessness, the incarceration, the discrimination, all of the hurt and the pain that I've felt through the years with my sisters and brothers all over this world. And that's my purpose, is to share my testimony. Because just as you read in the scripture earlier,
we're overcome by the words of our testimony. With regard to domestic violence, we hear a lot about that lately from athletes, the NFL, all the violence and things. What, I mean, you said you were there for 12 years.
Yes.
How did you do it, and why did you stay so long to take that type of physical abuse? And what would you say to someone right now that's going through that type of abuse?
The reason I stayed so long was fear. There was a great fear inside of me that he made me feel that no one in the world cared about me. And no matter what or who I talked to, no one would care. He was in control of me. And that was the greatest part of my fear. And then the fear of knowing that my children would be raised without their father. And I was raised with mine and my mother until God saw fit to take them home. But to all of my young sisters and young brothers, because men are victims of domestic violence also, know that there is help. Our community has so many resources to help us when we're going through this that we can get some help. Had I known that there was someone out there that had a hand extended to me or a thought or that would help protect me from my ex-husband, I would have done differently. And to know that I raised my children after the 12 years, and I can say today they're all very successful. Very successful, all three of them, my two sons and my daughter, and I thank God for that.
To God be the glory. Being incarcerated, what was that like, and what were your thoughts during that period in time?
I started out with anger. I was upset. I was mad with God. Why did you do this to me? And that was my first time with an offense. I had not had a parking ticket. But because of what I did, the judge saw fit to discipline me for 36 months. But today, when I look back at that, that was time that God needed with me to put me on the track for my life purpose. And it didn't happen immediately. While in prison, I was angry, and some of the sisters there saw the anger and the hurt and the pain inside of me. They prayed with me. They taught me scripture. And it's the difference in just going to church and reading scripture. When the scripture is inside of you and you can feel it and you know that what it says, that God is with you, that makes the difference. And when I began to understand that, that changed my life. And then being incarcerated became, it's my time to educate myself on the Word of God. I had a great time. I have great friends that I still keep in touch with now who are awesome women of God.
Wow. And if we understand and we know our Bible and we know that a great deal of the New Testament was written by Paul, and Paul himself was incarcerated, and that's where he wrote some of his works. And so that's a place where God can use you and just speak to you and speak directly. My Lord, the time is getting away from us. I'm probably going to ask you to come back. There's just so much, because we haven't really even touched on your business and your book, and time has gotten away from us. Patricia, the title of this show is What Matters Most to You. What matters most to Patricia?
What matters most to me is to live my life purpose, to share my story, to share a kind word, to give back, to let others know that the love of God dwells within us. And when I can just say a kind word or give a smile or open a door or push a cart or help anyone, that's what matters most to me.
Wow. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You today. My guest is Patricia McCray, and what she has just so profoundly said to us and shared with us her heart story. What comes to my mind is, you know, a lot of people are afraid to fail, but God says failure is not final.
Amen.
He can put you on that potter's wheel and remake you and make you into a better vessel, a vessel that is fit for his use.
Amen.
And that's what I hear, and that's what I see in you, Patricia. I thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. I hope that you have been inspired and uplifted today by that testimony. Like always, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.